We are talking with Anna Tyler, who is the chair of RNIB. Anna, it's a very sad time at the moment with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. You know, there's been lots of things describing and lots of different words about duty and service. I suppose we also have to mention that she was a mother, a grandmother and a family person too.
Helen, I think you've touched on two really important points there. Our late Queen was the embodiment of what it is to be a servant leader. Service was at the centre of everything that she did. It was as if it was in her DNA. And that is a very significant thing throughout a 70-year reign, and not to put a foot wrong. The second thing is that she was in some respects the mother of the nation, but she was also a mother to our new king, King Charles III. So it's a very profound national moment to lose the mother of the nation, but it's also an extraordinary personal moment for our new king, because he has lost the longest relationship of his life. And I think about having lost my own mother, how profound it is, a moment in one's own life journey, to be that kind of senior member of the family. So my heart goes out to the royal family, not just for this extraordinary moment in our national story, but also for the profound experience of loss that comes with losing a mother.
Those decades of service, there was so much squeezed into to such a short time when you think about things. Are there any points of her reign that sort of stand out for you?
Well, selfishly, I would obviously cite her patronage of RNIB and the long, long relationship that we've had with her over 70 years, in which she's visited RNIB services, she's attended events, opened exhibitions and colleges and all kinds of things. So she's been a great friend, and she's lent that moral authority to the cause of sight loss, which I think is an enormous gift of any monarch, to be able to lean into that. And I know that she was immensely interested in sight loss generally. And during the Diamond Jubilee appeal, she asked John Major to focus very particularly on preventable sight loss within the Commonwealth. And all of that sits within this extraordinary ethos that she seemed to carry off so effortlessly, of the servant leader. So I think that there are many particular moments that we can all cite, like the James Bond moment, which was absolutely the most magnificent thing to have done. But also in moments of extreme national stress, when she spoke to the nation, when she held us together and really led us through some very difficult times. But what sits above it is this overarching principle of the servant leader.
You've also had the privilege of meeting her yourself.
I was very fortunate in being invited to attend a reception at Buckingham Palace. And here was my observation, that she provided an absolute masterclass in getting the very best out of everyone that she spoke to. And she was a brilliant conversationalist and brilliantly engaged and inquiring of the people that she met. And she knew who everyone was. She was extraordinarily well briefed. And that can't be an easy thing to do. And she was convivial, she was natural, and put people at their ease. And that is a heck of a trick to pull off when you're under the scrutiny of hundreds and hundreds of prying eyes, all vying for your attention. For me, it's an abject lesson that absolutely nobody in life is boring. There is nothing as interesting as people. And I think she was absolutely brilliant at getting the best out of people.
Anna, difficult to sum up someone like the Queen in such a short space of time, but you've done a very good job of it. And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.